that yoga, that is quite different thing. This is what they do here. This is just physical, and then yogic exercises, this, that, it has no meaning. It is only for healthy. But that yoga, true real yoga, it is only through masters, means the yogi, mahayogi, yogi, they know that. So they can help in that, but it is the journey through heavens, not through planes. And kundalini, it comes into picture only through yoga. It belongs to heaven, not to the planes. And Indra has nothing to do with kundalini. Nothing. Indra is just an ordinary person who does a lot of penance, and then after dropping the body, then he takes that post of Indra in subtle form. So he is in charge of all the angels, which remain in subtle form, not in the plains, but in the heavens, of second plane. And Indra is in third plane, not in third plane, but third heaven of the third plane. So this is the difference. When he will read this, the nothing and the everything are given the names there, he'll find them, Indra and Kuber and all this are given.
Good.
Unfortunately, I don't find time. Otherwise, the biography which I have written in poetry, you know, so that the introduction, how I have introduced, you know, in the beginning that chapter, the turn I have given, it's really worth reading. But I don't find time to translate. Otherwise, but whatever is there here in prose is also good. Someday when I will find time, then I will try to translate. It will be a different book. Quite different. And it should be just put in different form. Otherwise the charm goes away. Because it is written in poetic form. And if you just make it, if you just put in prose, in, the beauty goes away. He has done a lot of work, you know. A lot of work, I should say, I appreciate.
The photography
and took a back seat. Mm. But for other books, you know, I just suggest that he should not put so much. Only thing he should see, English, grammar, and little alteration here and there. Little alteration. When it is not clear, he should just ask me, and then just that much only, not so much expansion. It has become quite a different book, but good, you know, this book will help others. So many people, they would like it. So I want that this should be published, you know. But part one, Meher Baba manifesting part one, and this should be part two, based upon and approved.
Yeah.
When the corrections, you know, whatever I have done, when they are incorporated, then you can also write based upon and approved. So it will be really a nice book for the world. They will all appreciate it because there is a lot of work he has done. Lot of work. I like it.
Yes, he agrees that the other books won't, that he won't put so much work into it. Because it's, you know, it's there already. You know, it's not going to be.
But anyway, it is quite good what he has done. Even two books can be printed separately, just like Meher Baba manifesting part one book. If it is, it becomes very big, and this will be Meher Baba manifesting part two. You can just put part one and part two based upon and approved like this. But it will become very big, I think. It will become very big. So, if it becomes very big, it can be done like this, two books on that, one after another. And it will, I should say that when the first book is printed and second will be there, you know, people will be more anxious what is there in second, what is there, you know, they will become more anxious to read. Because in this manifestation I have given so many new points, there are many new points there. And I have that confidence that of course Baba lovers would like, not other people, but those who follow Baba, they would appreciate, they would like. Otherwise, this will help. This will help. This book will help. And with that intention, that seeing the situation, everything he has written, which is suitable to the situation, just taken into consideration all this, and accordingly he has written, and it will be useful. Anything else, Tom?
No.
Nothing? You did not ask many questions.
All my questions.
But here I appreciate Harvey's very much. One thing, one great thing is in him. That suppose, you know, something any Mandali member say to him, of course he accepts him. He is not like that. He is an intelligent person, very good person. But good quality he has, because he is for Baba. He is for Baba. So never, you know, if there is anything, of course, you know, wholeheartedly, of course he accepts anything. Because he is just doing for Baba, his life is for Baba, everything is for Baba. Nothing. And he knows, you know, that one should not just become very high, but one should become dust, you know. He knows very well. So, there is no question for him that when he is doing this work or that work, he has become a big man or this. He knows that he has to become dust, you know. He has not to become big. He has to become dust, you know. He has to become very, very small. And that when he becomes the dust, he becomes very high. He knows that. So it is a great thing in him. And then, my mummy doing? My mummy, Susan White, she is my mummy, full of love. She loves me like anything.
I know Susan.
Yes. She loves me like anything. And so she is my mummy. And this Anita, she is my auntie. Today she came to me and I asked her, what about my mummy? So she says, you know, mummy, so I am your auntie then. Please stop. So I must say something about Hermes, you know, my friend. Hermes and my mummy, you know. Of course I received the tape. I heard the sweet voice of my mummy. Very sweet voice and few words from her and from Hermes. Then what he did there in New York, he was really very happy, and I am really very happy about the work, the progress of the work, you know. And I think that now, because I have made it very clear, it will work out. You know, it will not take much time now. It is clear that one part and first part and second part. So if it is divided like this, it will be nice. If it is not possible in one book, two books. Meher Baba manifesting part one, Meher Baba manifesting part two.
Based on and after.
It will be nice. So when you go, you just embrace Hermes on behalf of me, give my love to him, also embrace my mummy, and you just tell her that I have got love from your son. If there is one thing about this, the nothing and everything. Of course, everything and nothing, it is ready. Did you type the whole? You have given. So this is ready.
So the whole thing. Yeah.
How many pages are there?
It's not numbered.
Not numbered.
Different sections.
No, it is better, you know, if it is numbered, then you know that.
Well, each section is numbered. So there's three sections. The beginning of the beginning, the second half of the intelligence.
No, no, first that king, then of course that mischievous chicken, and the mischievous chicken, of course, there, you know, of course, the whole thing is there about that. So this one chapter is, you know, full of just stories, just to make it very interesting. It will be a very interesting book, no doubt. It is just like God speaks, but in story form. There is story about two kings, then story about the mischievous chicken, and the whole creation. So it will be interesting, and then of course I have included some stories. So actually this two kings, mischievous chicken, and infinite intelligence given by Baba himself, the points. The story is that chapter, of course, does not include it. It is just included. But all the points are this mysterious chicken, two kings, infinite intelligence, given by him directly. And later on, I wanted to include certain articles in that, you know, but you know, don't find time. Otherwise, I was very much anxious to. You gave? How many are there?
We have the time. Yeah. Okay. Then the mischievous chicken. And it starts out with the chick moves, ventures out six times. And then the seventh time, like each of those six times, it gathers a bubble around it, or a gas clings to it. And then the seventh time the bubble is able to be seen as energy and form.
Actually, what happened that six times, that is the mental world, two planes. Then again, this four planes of subtle world. So four and two, that is six. Seventh time, that means the grass world. So when he comes to the grass world, of course it is difficult. One cannot return unless one has a full consciousness. So when he returns, means he does not. First time he goes, comes back. Second time he goes and comes back. Here that comes back means we have to go. It is just means that chicken is there. But seventh time when he enters into grass world, of course, grass world, that is the just near the border of grass world. When he reaches there, then it is he cannot return. He cannot return.
Okay, and but when he does assume that seventh bubble, the six previous that are with that in the seventh, it's all there. The six.
Everything is there. Only thing that consciousness is not there. During this journey, what happens when one comes in creation? One has to pass necessarily through mental, subtle, and then you come down to grass world. But in the beginning, when you travel through mental and subtle, of course, because the consciousness is not there, so you don't experience. Same thing with the angels. They are in subtle world, and because, you know, they are subtle world and they have no consciousness, they don't experience the subtle world. So also in the beginning, when creation takes place, each drop has to pass through mental, then subtle, and then it comes to grass world.
And so it has the mental and subtle impressions, but it's not consciously aware.
No, even the impressions, of course, they are not there. Impressions means just a few impressions are there, that's all. Just like when we come down to grass world, then grass world and you pass through evolution. In human consciousness, you have the full consciousness. When you have the full consciousness at that time, this consciousness, because of the impressions, all the impressions are there in the mind, you know, in seed form, mental world, seed form. The same impressions become subtle in subtle world, and in grass world when you perform any action. Just like the thoughts, you know. The thoughts, when you get, they are in seed form in the mind. So when they are in seed form, the impressions, they are there, and that's why you get the thoughts. But this thought, you know, first thing that this thought, mental, then subtle, and then you get thoughts, and when you put into action those thoughts, of course, you collect grass impressions. So impressions are necessary in order to experience. So when you have full consciousness, by that time, of course, the impressions you collect, all these impressions, they are grass impressions. Then when you enter into subtle, what happens, the grassness of the impressions is wiped out, but the impressions remain there in subtle form. Grassness is not there. Then what happens, when you enter into subtle world, these subtle impressions are there, and they are also in seed form in mental, in the mind. Now, when they are subtle impressions, and your consciousness is subtle, any action you perform, even if this grass action, eating, this is grass action, but because your consciousness is subtle, you cannot collect grass impressions, because they lose the capacity of being grass. Grassness is wiped out. When you are in subtle world, subtle impressions are there, they cannot become grass. But then these subtle impressions, then when they lose the subtlety, they become mental. That means the seed form again. So you experience subtle world and mental world subsequently. So it is like this. So in the beginning, of course, because the impressions are not there, just like I said that in order to experience light, you must experience darkness. But in order to experience darkness, impressions should be there. So in the beginning, you have very few impressions. You can't experience that. Unless you pass through evolution, you can't experience. And in human form, you have full consciousness. Then only afterwards, when grassness of the impressions is wiped out, you can experience subtle world consciously. In the beginning, you pass through mental and subtle, but unconsciously.
Okay. So you mentioned that reincarnation only begins in the human form.
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean that when the soul is takes birth in the other kingdoms, that it's always a different form?
No. Here what happens, just like if you reincarnation in human form. Now here in animal, in vegetable, in insect, that different species are there. So here suppose you have this animal form, there are different species. So the soul passes through all the species, not just like one horse is there. So that in next birth, horse will not be a horse, but something else in animal kingdom. But here, human being, now full consciousness is there. There is no need for further evolution of consciousness. That is sufficient for you. You are capable of realizing God in human form, full consciousness. But because of the impressions which are there, you know, you can't experience God. You know, you have to wipe out those impressions. And when you try to spend those impressions, you collect new impressions. But after human form, no other form. That's why reincarnation begins from here. Because the consciousness is full. You don't want to evolve. There is no need to evolve. Full consciousness is there. And that's why, again and again in human form, same form. Reincarnation means same form again and again. Only thing that there is some difference, sometimes man, sometimes woman. Sometimes in this country, another time in that country, it goes on, but the same form, human form. In animal kingdom, you just see that animal kingdom is there, but how many species are there? So the top soul has to pass through all the species. That is not reincarnation. That is not reincarnation. Sometimes just like dog, cat, there is so many things are there, so many species. But in human form, only change is that sometimes you are a man, sometimes you are a woman. Actually, reincarnation as such, it is not there, it is just like in dream. Dream that it begins, you know, with that urge, who am I? And now you just see illusion and you think that I am this, I am that. This dream goes on, just like now you are in the you are sleeping and you are dreaming, you know. You find yourself as a king and you have got a big palace and everything and you are enjoying life. Suppose David comes in your dream and he tells that, Tom, you are not a king. This is just a dream. And you will say that, what are you talking? This is my palace. I am a king, you know. I am ruling over the country and you are telling me that I am not a king. I cannot believe that. Then he says that, you know, God is the only reality. All else is illusion. Yeah, maybe, you know, God is the only reality. But I don't see God. I see my palace. You know, I see all this, my kingdom. I can see, I can experience. So, I cannot believe, you know. He goes on giving you discourse about God. But you say that unless I see God, you know, I can't believe. These are the things, you know, I am seeing. Maybe God is the only reality, but I don't see. But then Tom gets up, wakes up, and what does he find? He himself realizes that it was a dream. So also this evolution and involution, all which is going on, you know, it is nothing but in dream. So if there is reincarnation, it is in dream. So, but because we have to pass through evolution and involution, we are dreaming. We just take it that yes, it is a fact, you know, it is the truth. That we take birth, of course I have wife, children, this, that, my house is there, but this is nothing but dream. And that's why reincarnation is there, but it is also in the dream. It is not the truth, you know, it is not the reality, it is not the fact, but whatever is there, it is in dream.
In the book, sometimes when talking about the kingdoms, another question about the kingdom, stone and metal are thrown together in one kingdom.
Mm.
And should we go ahead and put worm and insect in the same kingdom as well?
No, worm, of course, worm and... Yes. Seven kingdoms, you just say this is sub-kingdom, just like metal and stone.
I think because it mentions later on that the mental... world begins to form in the worm and insect.
Yes, they are there, you know. This is just like now, what difference is there? Just like stone, then metal, you know. But it is just form of stone, I should say. That's why stone and metal. So also worm and insect.
This is another subject. You mentioned the
Vedic
philosophy and the Mukham. Within the span of the seven planes.
Hmm.
Is this what is referred to in God Speaks as the being between the planes?
No, what happens that in one plane, just like when you enter into first plane, so you are this is just the journey of consciousness. So what happens, you experience certain things. So that is just like kadam means step, you know, you take a step. Then afterwards, after kadam, what is there? Another
down.
Mukam. So mukam, that means, you know, afterwards, of course, you just rest there. You just rest there. So this is nothing but the journey of the consciousness. So you just go to certain distance, then you take rest. And again, you start like this. So this in every plane, you find this kadam and mukam. There are many kadams, many steps there, you know. It takes a long time. So you just remain there. Sometimes because of the absorption in the experience, you just remain stuck there. You don't make progress as if you are resting there.
As if you were in the heavens of the plane?
Yes, in every plane there is, in second plane, or in every plane I should say, plane is there and heavens are there. Now what happens that when you make the journey, you know, through heavens. You experience, just like Ahmednagar railway station is there and Ahmednagar city is there. Now what happens, that when you go to Ahmednagar station from here, this is the direct road, you know. You can just go there. But when you go to the city, you know, actually what happens, different things are there, enchantment is there, and you just remain stuck. You just go on seeing, experiencing those things, and you forget about the plane, railway station, you don't go there. So that is the difference. So Master takes you through planes, not through heaven. He just, you know, he catches hold of your hand and just takes you there. You just see the things sometimes. Sometimes, of course, he does not allow blindfolded, he takes. But he does not allow you to stop anywhere. He just takes straight. So heavens are there and planes are there.
And so within the steps and the resting places in between are in the planes.
Both in planes as well as heavens. You know, even if he takes you like this, still, you know, you need some rest.
Okay. Is Father is now in Father's state.
Mm-hmm.
So is he unconscious of creation in the Father's state?
That is the most important thing you have asked. This is Father state, you know, just like perfect master, they drop the body. They are also in Father state. But here, Father state without responsibility and Father state with responsibility. So the responsibility is there. So suppose, you know, you are a child and you ask your father for something, you know. So it is that state of the avatar as Father which attains. So here, this Father state is there. He is in Father state, but the responsibility is there. It is only one state, only thing that it is because of the work. You know, this division is there. Any perfect master who drops the body, he is in Father state. Or when you realize God, you are in Father state. When you come to normal consciousness, creation consciousness, you become the Son. But here, there is difference in duty. You know. So that state, Father state of the avatar, you know. The responsibility is there from beginning to end for every drop. Beginning to end. That means his duty is that every drop, you know, since the creation, he has to take to the state of Father. So that post, it is always there, and that post, of course, attends all the calls of the creation.
Okay. So the physical form is necessary for the Son's
sake. It is necessary. That's why he has to come, because he has the responsibility from beginning to end. And that's why he comes age after age. That responsibility is there. Only thing is that when he comes in human form, actually, you know, because in physical world, of course, he has to exert himself physically for the work. So he takes human form, he works. Then afterwards, when no more work is necessary according to his plan, that work when he completes, of course, there is no need for this physical body. Because mental and subtle, you know, it is just a thought, it is not difficult. It is not difficult. Only thing that in physical world, it is a difficult thing. And he has to exert for that. When he finishes that, so the work is there and it just goes on, but the responsibility is there. Then that responsibility, of course, in that state, he can look after that responsibility. But then, just like, you know, when according to his plan, suppose his work, you know, the result, say about 200 years or 100 years, the result will come of his total work. So at that, during this period, he is very alert, even in that more responsibility. So he has to attend, you know, gradually. Then after, say, 300 years, you know, then of course the whole world awakens. After 200 years, the whole world awakens towards him. It goes on, you know, it goes on. Then afterwards, say, about 600, 500, 600, 700, again it diminishes, you know. It diminishes because his work is for that period. And that period, just like here, Baba dropped his body. But his work is so fresh for the present. More and more people, they come. Now, when they come, you know, what happens? Just like you are here and mother is there in another room. Now you are suffering, you know. You are suffering and of course you are in pain. So mother is very alert. Just she comes and she looks after you. How is it that please sleep, take this, take that. Suppose, you know, you are here, you are well, mother is also well there, and you have no pain, nothing, you know. Mother knows that now because you have no pain, nothing, you know, you will sleep, you will rest, you know. So she does not take so much care. She takes care when you are in pain. Do you follow? So it is like this, that when he works, and the work spreads, you know, action, reaction, it is there, all these divine free sanskaras which he releases, you know. So the work is there, and because of that, so many things happen, you know. So at that time, he is very alert. He is very alert. He has to just look after, because he has worked for that. So he is very alert. Afterwards, say after 400-500 years, again, you know, people then again, they start something, and Maya plays its role. So then when he finds that now it is the time, you know, of course I must go back to look after my children, because even if I say anything, then they need his physical presence. So then he comes.
Okay. About the infinite intelligence section. Infinite intelligence is God, right? The knowledge.
Yes.
And so as limited minds, we are infinite intelligence imagining itself as limited mind.
Yes. Here, infinite intelligence, it is beyond limited mind. Infinite intelligence, that is, it is in universal mind, infinite mind. Now, all these individual minds are there. That means, the imagination becomes limited. You must imagine infinitely. When you imagine infinitely, there cannot be any division. That means there will be only one imagination. And what is that imagination? You are so divine. You are so infinite. Only one thought, one imagination will be there. That is infinite imagination. But limited mind, of course, so many innumerable imaginations are there. So, infinite intelligence, you know, here what happens, it plays its role. Limited mind imagines, and limited mind tells the infinite imagination that you are this. You know. And because it is not fully conscious, it accepts, you know. So gradually what happens then afterwards, this limited mind, it gets tired means it accepts its defeat and it goes away. When it goes away, that infinite intelligence finds that, oh, I am the only one here. In you have also infinite imagination. You have also infinite mind. You have also universal mind. Everything is there because God is indivisible. When God is indivisible, everything is there in you. No division. But here, only thing that because of this limited mind, you can't experience your own self. But this limited mind is also a medium, so that one day you may come to know that you are infinite.
And is it true, at one point you say that longing for the beloved thins the samskara, grows the samskara.
Yes.
So it would be through the act of the limited mind longing for the beloved, that love somehow thins the samskara.
Here, you know, I tell you, just like you are sitting here and your shadow is there. Now, shadow does not play any role, you know. It is because of you, you are the substance and it is the shadow. Shadow is shadow, you know. Shadow has nothing to know. Shadow does not, it has nothing because it is shadow. It is for the substance to know itself, that it is substance. Now, what happens that you do like this, you just make movements and your shadow also makes movements accordingly. What is the motive force behind it? It is the motive force is from the substance. So when without motive force, shadow cannot do anything. Now, ultimately what happens when this you become conscious, fully conscious, divine conscious you become, you see the shadow and you know that it is your shadow, you are not affected by that. So this world is nothing but shadow. And because we are affected by our own shadow, we don't know anything, and of course it just goes on and on. When you come to know that it is your shadow, it is nothing, nothing, you know, you will not be affected by that, and you know everything. You know everything. But what is your question?
Just thinking about, you know, the limited mind and imagining Baba or infinite intelligence, and that those thoughts, that those imaginings would be would counter the gross.
I tell you this, imagining of limited mind and imagining of infinite mind. There is a difference. Infinite mind is real. Limited mind is false. Now what happens? But limited mind, infinite mind has no consciousness for the present. It gets the consciousness through limited mind. So gradually, you know, when you progress, so your infinite mind also becomes a conscious gradually, you know, and one day it comes to know that it is the real mind. It is the real mind, indivisible, only one. Your infinite mind and my infinite mind and David's infinite mind, that is not separate. It is the same mind, infinite mind. Limited mind, of course, it differs, you know. Your limited mind is different, my limited mind is different, his limited mind is different. But infinite mind, one and the same mind, which is in Baba, same mind which is in Upasani Maharaj, same mind which is in you, that infinite, not this limited. Only thing that in them, in Baba there is no limited mind, in Upasani Maharaj there is no limited mind, in us the limited mind is there, and that's why we are limited. That's all. Here it is, infinite intelligence, you know, in the beginning, of course, just like it is nothing but the knowledge. How do you know yourself as real? Only through knowledge. So this infinite intelligence, just like there is that creation theory, that how creation took place. Same is this. There is no difference. Infinite intelligence. Of course, infinite intelligence takes different form, passes through evolution and involution, and then it comes to know itself as infinite intelligence, that is God. So infinite intelligence, only through knowledge you can know that. But knowledge means knowledge is one. And what is that knowledge? I am God, I am divine. That is knowledge. You cannot have any other thought or any other imagination besides this. Nothing. Only thing that you experience, that you are God and nothing else. Because this is all illusion, this is all dream, you know, this is false. It all disappears as soon as you have that knowledge. You are the only one then, and besides you there is nothing. There is nothing. But always it so happens, you know, because we have this gross consciousness. So we just think about vastness of gross world, this, bigger. That is not infinite. Infinite is that, you know, you just put one pinpoint. Whether that pinpoint is infinite or subtle? No. It is grass, you know. So when this small pinpoint, it is grass, you know, you cannot even imagine subtle world through your grass consciousness. You cannot imagine. So can you imagine the infinity? Whether we just create a space for that. That infinity must be so vast, because of our grass consciousness. It is a very little point which cannot be imagined. Never. It cannot be understood. It is only experienced, just like your consciousness. Can you just say that it is so big or so small? No. But because you have this gross consciousness, you just go on traveling in the gross world, your consciousness, you know, and you just go on creating space for that. But consciousness, you can't say that it is so big or so small, but you experience that consciousness. subtle, you know, when subtle is there, space is not there. This space disappears. Space which we see in the grass world, it disappears. But just the subtle, that subtle world holds this grass world. It is just the shadow of that. It holds that. So also mental world holds subtle world and grass world. And God, of course, holds mental world, subtle world and grass world. It is like this. That is only the consciousness which holds everything. Infinite consciousness holds everything. Nothing beyond that. I am not conscious of infinite consciousness. I am not conscious of infinite consciousness. So I just hold, I am grass conscious, so I hold only grass world. I can just think about grass world. But one who has infinite consciousness, he holds everything. Mental, subtle, grass, everything. Otherwise it cannot be infinite. But that consciousness, it cannot be just measured that it is small, big. It is infinite, beyond imagination. Only through infinite imagination you can know, and that is only one, indivisible, infinite imagination.
And that's the state of nirvana,
when the limited mind breaks. Yes, nirvana is the state of vacuum, nothing. So, when you experience that vacuum, that means the shadow, infinite shadow, you just experience as an experience God, nirvikalpa. Actually, what happens, you know, we just experience this shadow little by little. As a total infinite shadow, we can't experience. And because of that, you know, as soon as you experience this infinite shadow, or infinite nothing, or infinite imagination, as soon as you experience that, you experience infinite knowledge. You experience that you are God. But our consciousness, you know, just like in evolution and involution, we just experience little by little, little by little. Ultimately, we experience the whole thing in the state of vacuum. And then you know that.
Okay, let me try one more question.
Yes.
If I stopped thinking, then infinite intelligence, that infinite mind in me would realize itself.
Yes, but how will you stop thinking? When the impressions are not there. When the impressions are not there, you can stop thinking. You know. Because of the impressions, you think. You know. So in order to stop thinking, all the impressions will be wiped out. Then only thinking can be stopped. People, you know, just like people, they take samadhi, they go into trance, you know, for 7 days, 1 month, 2 months. And that is not stopping of the mind. Only for the time being, all the impressions, they are stored there. For the time being, they stop. And as soon as they come into consciousness, they come out of the trance, you know. All those impressions, you know, more vigorously, they act upon you. So that is not the thing. You have to just free from all the impressions. You have to wipe out all the impressions. The slate should be clean. But timing, if you do it, there is nothing. You know. Of course, at the time when mind does not work, you enjoy bliss. Just like when you go to sleep, you know. Nothing, you know, everything is stopped. Actually, you are in bliss, but you don't experience. So angels, you know, just like when you are in sound sleep, you don't experience. You don't have any consciousness, but you are in bliss. So also these angels, they are like that. Consciously, they don't experience anything. Consciously, they don't. So, but here, you have to just keep awake in your sound sleep, and that you will be able to do when all the impressions are wiped out. Without that, that is not possible. Nothing more?
Well, I'm kind of stuck on thinning out the gross impressions and how the the infinite thinking through remembering God, loving God, devotion, achieves that thinning of growth.
Here, the impressions are there. You are thinking, you know. Suppose, you know, one thorn is stuck here. It is inside. What do you do? You take out another thorn and you get another thorn and you take it out, that thorn. Now it is this thorn, it helped you.